Welcome back to another episode of The Long Spoon. This is Silas Grant, the host of this podcast, which is meant to recap books that I read on a weekly basis and also talk about other things related to personal and professional development. I gotta apologize up front. I'm a few days late with this audio review of book number 9 that I finished several days ago. Book number 9 of 2025, I should say, in particular. But was under the weather and lost my voice. And so just getting my voice back, you may still hear that it sounds a little different than normal. But kept reading, but just didn't post any reviews until I got my voice back. And so you'll get two reviews back to back, book 9 and book 10. This is book number 9 of 2025. And the book is called Same as Ever, A Guide to What Never Changes by Morgan Housel. Morgan Housel is also the author of The Psychology of Money. And that was a book that I read, I believe, last year in 2024. And I got a lot out of that book. Since reading that book, I also saw Morgan on a few platforms being interviewed. And I love the conversations that he has on the interviews. I love his perspective. And so when I saw that he had a new book out, I immediately grabbed it. And it is, as advertised, a really good book. The second of which I've read from him. So the book again is called Same as Ever. And the book is a series of short stories that are about the things that never change in a changing world. Most of us become addicted to a fault, to trying to predict the future. And for good reason, we're trying to predict the future to avoid disaster. And so Morgan tells these stories, I think it's about maybe 20 plus stories of examples of things that just don't change in the midst of a changing world. Early in the book, he references Jeff Bezos and how Jeff Bezos mentioned when he was talking once publicly that most of the time, people never ask him what's not going to change in the next 10 years. You can imagine Jeff Bezos at a fireside chat talking in front of hundreds, if not thousands of people. And people want to know, can he predict the thing that we're not expecting? And he said that, hey, nobody ever asked me what's going to be the same. And I found that to really help root my mindset while reading this book. And along those lines of what Jeff Bezos mentioned, with him being the founder of Amazon, it's important that for as powerful of a person as he is, as powerful as a company as Amazon is, no matter where we live, what time period we live in, people always want low prices and fast shipping. And so in a changing world, yes, how Amazon, for example, will deliver great service to us, that may change. But the key is people always want as low of prices as they can get and as fast as of a delivery as they can get. So, we have to begin to put more investment in the things that we can trust to remain the same. And that's the point that Morgan makes very early in the introduction of this book. Again, this is a book that has a series of stories, true stories, things that have happened over history that he's able to cover and pull out those trends or patterns that remain the same. One of the things that he talked about in the book is risk. And again, we like to predict the future because we want to avoid tragedy or disaster. And we want to avoid risk that will get us in trouble. And he references a financial advisor, Carl Richards is the person's name. And the quote that he referenced from Carl Richards was that risk is what's left over after you thought of everything, or after you think you've thought of everything. And so the longer we live, the more we experience, the larger scope we have in terms of the things that we can think of as far as possibilities. So your risk becomes lower the more experienced you are. But again, risk is about what you don't see. It's not about what you see, but what you don't see. And if you've covered more ground than the average, then your risk becomes lower. The other big point from this particular section of the book is that the biggest risk and most important news stories of the next 10 years will be something nobody's talking about today. And that doesn't matter when you read this book, when you hear this review that I'm giving you, that more than likely the biggest stories 10 years from now will be things that we're just not talking about today. And Morgan also talks later on in the book about expiring information versus permanent information. And a lot of times if we are led by news stories, then that's half the problem. You know, we're looking at life through the news, and that's just not the place in which we should look at life. And then he goes on to talk about history in general. And history, according to Morgan, knows three things: what's been photographed, what's been written down or recorded, and then the words spoken by people whom historians and journalists wanted to interview and who also agreed to be interviewed. And so history will only cover the things that have been documented and the people who have the privilege to talk about it based on firsthand accounts. And so if we look at history to try to figure out the future, we're sometimes looking at a limited scope. And there's a person named Nassim Taleb that he also references that says we should invest in preparedness, not in prediction. So we should be prepared. And that's obviously based on things we've seen before, but ultimately we just can't live trying to predict the things that we think are going to happen. Again, this book is about a number of stories. And there's some notes that I took that you can find on my Patreon page, patreon.com/SilasGrant, SilasGrant. But I took some notes from the book, and one of the notes that stands out to me is that people don't want accuracy, they want certainty. And so I think we're all seeking certainty, even at the expense of accuracy. And sometimes when we look at numbers and stats, and if we're trying to use those things to convince ourselves or convince others, you know, most important, when we're trying to make that convincing argument, people want certainty. And being subjected to prediction is just something that people don't want to have to deal with. But there's this insatiable desire to be ahead of the curve through prediction as well. So there's sort of like this double-edged sword when it comes to prediction. Another quote that was in the book that stood out to me is a quote from Ralph Hodgson that says, "Some things have to be believed to be seen." Again, some things have to be believed to be seen. Not seen to be believed, but believed to be seen. Meaning that you have to first believe something before you can actually conceptualize that you're looking at it. And if you don't believe it, then you can never conceptualize it, even if it's right in your face with 20/20 vision. And so, you know, again, he talks a lot about data. He talks a lot about history in the book. And I don't want to give away the stories, and I don't think I'm equipped to do that because he's a great, great writer. And he does a great, great job of laying out the case for why we should really focus on the things that never change. There's a chapter called Calm Plants the Seeds of Crazy. So those calm moments plant the seeds of crazy. Those calm periods plant the seeds of crazy. Those calm circumstances plant the seeds of crazy. And he runs through this cycle of life. He calls it a very common life cycle of greed and fear. And I do want to read this part because I think it's important. He said it goes like this. First, you assume good news is permanent. Then you become oblivious to bad news. Then you ignore bad news. Then you deny bad news. Then you panic at bad news. Then you accept bad news. Then you assume bad news is permanent. Then you become oblivious to good news. Then you ignore good news. Then you deny good news. Then you accept good news. Then you assume good news is permanent. And we're back where we began. The cycle repeats. I thought that was really important because we find ourselves on this carousel between good and bad. And we're yo-yoed back and forth. And it's just all a cycle. And even in the midst of that change, we have to understand that that change remains the same. And so when we're in the part of the cycle where we deny the bad news, we go through that wash and rinse. And then we come out on the other end and we experience good news and we go through the wash and rinse and we go back and forth. And so, you know, it's a good thing to remember. Another thing he talked about in the book was, you know, this book was written post-pandemic, and he talked about how children who grew up in the early 20th century before all the vaccinations, they went through a gauntlet of childhood diseases, right? If you made it out without getting smallpox or, you know, all the other sort of major diseases that left children with deficiencies, it made you stronger. And he talked about how in many instances, when those diseases were not easily treatable, you knew how to handle them. And medicine has advanced so much that we no longer know how to advance or respond to an epidemic or pandemic. And how we got caught flat-footed with COVID because we got to the point where we fell in love with the advancement of medicine when we thought there were no more epidemics or pandemics that could impact us. So sometimes the advancement of technology, the advancement of the way in which we do things, the advancement of medicine actually leaves us vulnerable when we do have to lock down and respond to something that may present a new issue that we thought we had gotten rid of for so long. So I thought that was really also an important part of the book. Skipping down a bit to what I talked about earlier, the biggest takeaway for me in the book was the difference between permanent information and expiring information. And expiring information is just us falling in love with data, falling in love with the latest news segment versus really going after the pursuit of permanent information. And permanent information is not about the headline for the day, but it's really more about how do we create in our minds the ability to observe and take note of behavior and patterns and behavior of people around us, as well as ourselves. So the author suggests that it's better to know those patterns and that behavior of self and others than it is to watch the news all day, every day, especially when there are like these mega events happening, good, bad, or indifferent. So the book, again, same as ever, A Guide to What Never Changes, by Morgan Housel. A really, really, really good book. And again, my notes are on patreon.com/Silas Grant. And I think the book, again, it speaks to us having a mindset to monitor our behavior, the behaviors of others, the behavior of money, the behavior of markets, the behavior of politics, and really locking in on the things that never change or hardly change, and not trying to get in the habit of predicting the future to try to get ahead of the curve. The people who lock in on behavior patterns, the people who lock in on political patterns, the people who can truly say, I've seen this happen before, I can stay at ease, there's nothing to worry about, and if there are things to worry about, they're out of our control, and we worry about what we control. That's what this book is a reminder of, and I think we've all heard those things before, but it's always good to be reminded of those things. So thank you all for listening to book number 9, Recap. Same as ever, A Guide to What Never Changes by Morgan Housel. Looking forward to having you with me as I review more books in 2025. Again, you can go to patreon.com/SILASGRANT and check out the written notes from this book that I wrote, that I read, that I finished reading on March 2nd. I'm recording this a week late. Again, my voice had given out on me earlier this week. And continued reading, you'll hear book review number 10 that I finished today right behind this. So we're catching up. 10 books for the year. This is book number 9. Thank you guys for listening as always. My belief is that readers become better leaders, and my hope is to help you get there. So thanks a lot. We will be together again very soon.